Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 61. In Egyptian mysticism, we are taught that each human being is comprised of five aspects, and each one, although a part of the whole being, is named and given characteristics that describe his or her function and behavior. In A Course in Miracles, we notice the same teaching tool. In A Course in Miracles, we have the speaker who is identified as the higher self, the actual Word of God. We have the teacher and guide who is the Holy Spirit. We have the soul who is being taught. We have the ego who is being adversarial. And we have the body as the home of the ego. In Egyptian mysticism, the same functions are ascribed to Isis, Osiris, Horus, Set, and Nephthys, respectively. The Bible and the temple walls teach that the first act of creation was light, and that everything was downloaded from that. I am the soul, Horus, and thus I am the direct download of the light. I am the Word of God made flesh, and therefore am the light in the world, and thus the light of the world. Step 62. In the beginning of creation, our consciousness matched God's consciousness, not in quantity, but in quality. As the result of our becoming incarnate, inhabiting bodies, we lost sight of our oneness with God and began amassing separate beliefs that were fear-based and unloving. Now, as I regain my awareness of the truth of my being, I know I must give forth, that is, forgive the ideas and beliefs that don't represent that, and that keep me anchored on the dark end of the pole. I must forgive all ungodly notions so that I may once again take my rightful place in the light and be a magnet for all of my brothers and sisters to join me. Step 63. When I have given forth or forgiven all ungodly beliefs, I reveal through my awareness and my presence the peace and sweetness that is available when standing in the light. I see everyone and everything as God, and hold it all in my mind as whole, perfect, and complete. Step 64. With creation, God chose to experience God. We were created to be the vehicle through which that could be achieved. The beautiful sunsets required our eyes to be seen. The delicious fruits required our tongues to be tasted. The magnificent melodies required our ears to be heard. And God's all-encompassing love required our hearts to be felt. My function is to clear out my channel so that God's effulgent light in its many forms of expression can shine through me, unobstructed, to the world. Step 65. My brothers and sisters in the family of man have forever lived and died thinking it is up to us to find a function or purpose for being. And further, if a purpose is not identified and realized, we think we have lived an unsuccessful life and die failures. The Egyptian law of correspondence, as above so below, as below so above, reminds us that we cannot think of God as being different from us. When we create or make anything, we have a purpose for it. We make cars to drive, books to read, clothes to wear, and houses for shelter. How then can we think we were created and then left to find our own purpose? God chose to express in the earth plane, and we were created to be the vehicle for the expression of that. My God-given function is to forgive everything in my consciousness that is other than God, so that I can fulfill my purpose of allowing the great light to shine unobstructed through me throughout the world. Step 66. When everything other than God has been forgiven from my consciousness, the sacred marriage, that is, the uniting of spirit and form, the joining of the red and white crown, the atonement can be realized with happiness as the result. Our word happy comes to us from the Egyptian word H-A-P-I, and happy in the ancient philosophy personified the unification, assuring us that the only way to achieve that state was through understanding that we are in fact spirit in form, and what God has joined together, let no man tear asunder. Step 67. God is love. It follows then that created in the image and likeness of God, I too am love. When I remember this for me, I remember it for all of us, and I hold that truth firmly in my mind and allow that to be all I see. God lives as love. The ego lives in fear. Although I have an ego to utilize as a vehicle, I am not an ego. As the manifestation of God's will, I am love expressing in form. Step 68. In Egyptian mysticism, it is Set representing the ego who holds grievances. It is said that Set came into the earth plane symbolizing form, before his brother Osiris, symbolizing spirit. And after form was established, Osiris came in and was placed in charge. This greatly angered Set, who thought he should be the one to run earthly things. Identified as ego, I as well will hold grievances. However, identified as spirit having an earthly experience, grievances are impossible. It is important that I stay in my right mind, properly identified with my Creator, because identified as ego, nothing can be right. But identified as love, nothing can be wrong. Step 69. Remember, where you stand on the pole of being is your choice, and what you choose will determine whether you are experiencing circumstances that vibrate in the dark, where things break down, or in the light, where the all good is multiplied. When you are determined to stand in and extend the light of God, you must give forth every grievance you hold about everything. You have never been a victim, even though every grievance you are holding represents a time you thought you were victimized. Recall the law of mentalism. Everything you have ever experienced is the result of a thought you were holding. When those thoughts are released and the grievances along with them, a long closed door will open and God's light will extend from your heart throughout the world. Step 70. To salvage means to save. With the law of mentalism, I have been given the power to save myself or destroy myself, and it all depends on how I choose to use my thoughts. A thought is the most powerful force in the universe, and thoughts travel faster than the speed of light. I may think that this thing or that thing, if I had it, would save me, and temporarily it actually would, as long as I held fast to the thought. However, it would be my thought about the thing that would save me, not the thing itself. As with any placebo, I give the power to the thing I call Savior. So indeed, my salvation does come from me.